Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. At least 31 people were killed when a powerful earthquake hit Morocco on Friday. 27 people died in the region of Marrakesh, 4 others in a province further south. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake hit with a preliminary magnitude of 6.8. North Korea staged a paramilitary parade in Pyongyang on Saturday to mark the 75th anniversary of its founding day. The event began at midnight following a parade. In an AP interview, Sid Seeler, who recently retired as the top U.S. intelligence official for North Korea, says North Koreans live in a disinformation bubble. He says the Kim regime has spun a narrative for its people of a nation under constant threat.
A projection of a DPRK that lives in a hostile world surrounded by potential enemies waiting for its collapse, and only its dear leader has the wisdom and fortitude to pursue these capabilities that protect the people of the DPRK from these outside predators. So they create the threat and fix the threat.
Hawaii Governor Josh Green reported on Friday that people remain missing in the aftermath of the wildfires that killed more than 100 people.
The FBI has reported that 66 of our people are potentially still unaccounted for based on calls and emails they've received. And in many cases, they only have names of these individuals on a list and no other information.
Friday marked the 1 month since the wildfire. A total of 22 people have died in Greece, Bulgaria, and Turkey from floods caused by rainstorms. Greece's climate crisis and civil protection minister says crews are evacuating. This is VOA News. New York City is facing a level of homelessness it has not seen since the Great Depression in the 1930s. Reuters correspondent Trevor Carroll says that's according to the nonprofit Coalition for the Homeless.
As of mid-August, there were more than 110,000 people sleeping in the city's shelter system each night. And that number doesn't include the thousands of unsheltered people who sleep on the streets. Compounding the chronic problem is an influx of asylum seekers who now make up more than half the sheltered population. New York State has been bound by a decades-old consent decree from a class-action lawsuit to provide shelter to people without homes. That mandate has become a point of contention between the city and the state. Mayor Eric Adams says the city is running out of money, space, and personnel to care for asylum seekers.
Reuters correspondent Trevor Kroll. A new United Nations report has cast a bleak forecast on achieving global gender equality anytime soon. Here's Associated Press reporter Lisa Dwyer.
The UN goal of achieving gender equality by 2030 is impossible to attain because of deeply rooted biases against women around the world in health, education, employment, and the halls of power. The Gender Snapshot 2023 report by the United Nations says that the world is failing women and girls. Active resistance to gender equality and chronic underinvestment are key factors in slow progress, and in some cases, such as Afghanistan, there have been reversals of gains already made. 1 in every 10 women today live in extreme poverty. Currently, up to 129 million girls and young women may be out of school globally, and globally, women still earn far less than men. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A federal appeals court on Friday relaxed a lower court order that largely barred the Biden administration from taking action and communicating with social media companies about removing content it considers to be misinformation. But it did leave some of the restrictions in place. And in the U.S. state of California, in the city of Los Angeles, the city council voted Friday to launch a process to designate the home of actress Marilyn Monroe, where she died from a drug overdose in 1962, to be a historic and cultural landmark, blocking plans to demolish the property. Monroe bought the single-story 270-square-meter house in the early 1960s for $75,000. It sold last year for $8.3 million. I'm Scott Walterman.